This recording, Ethiopia 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a separate private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking, even though on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her keys, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I came to this country in early 80s, mm-hmm. and right immediately, I start working in the campus, which I'm still working there, but I went from department to department. Mm-hmm. So I'm here. I got married and have 3 beautiful kids who is very successful. And one is in medical field, and the 2 twins I have both of them civil engineer.
Oh.
They just got graduated last year, mm-hmm. and got a job with some construction agency. So far we're doing good, coming from a very conservative country, East Africa, Ethiopia. And yeah, I was born and raised in the capital city of Addis Ababa. So that country pretty much very conservative, mm-hmm. for especially women.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they just, you know, a little behind, and woman has to act this way, woman doesn't have to talk loud. So it's kind of made it a little bit difficult for me when I came to this country, which is the other way around.
Yeah.
So that's the only problem I had early on when I came to this country. But lunch story, I love tuna sandwich somehow. It's light, and I know a lot of people like it, and I hate it after I ate it. And kind of, you know, at my age now, I'm kind of conscious about what I'm eating. So
yeah.
That's good for me. If I eat too much for lunch, mm-hmm. it's kind of, you know, make me drowsy working out.